When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hit at 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 in 2000. 2024, August 27th. Keith McPherson on The Fan, filling in for BT and Sal, taking your calls, talking sports. You guessed it. 888-808-1019. Let's continue to have a good morning and a good time on Twitch. It's a good time in the chat. Shout out to everybody in the chat. We'll come to you in a couple minutes. I've been doing these Twitch chat check-ins around the 45-minute mark of each hour. And me being somebody that's usually in the chat during BT and Sal, I know these guys are pumped. I know you guys are appreciating the shout-out. And you guys have good thoughts and takes, too. And honestly, I can get to your take faster than I can get to the callers. But let me reshuffle the deck a little bit here, and we'll get back to the phone. So now everyone's calling about Judge. And before the break, I said I was going to go look to see if I saw anything video-wise from Judge. And yeah, it's something. There's definitely something there. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe he pulled up lame a little bit around first base. He didn't try to go to second and leg that out. Maybe the thought was, hey, we're up in the game, whatever. But the video that is really concerning is, like the caller just mentioned a few minutes back, at the end of the game when the outfielders go in to do their celebration and their bump, Judge kind of gives them like a, hey, like tone it down, like push down, like, hey, not, no, don't jump. I can't jump. Like, let's keep it low. Let's keep it low on the ground. They come together, and this is about to come up again on Yankee Encore. I didn't see this last night. Once the game was over last night, I was in bed. But you can see that Judge is feeling it a little bit. I'll say this. He's probably hurt. He's probably banged up. He plays every day. He banged against the wall. He's running in center field. He's taking his swings. It's a long season. But there's a difference between being hurt and injured. Playing football growing up, I had a coach that would say, are you injured or are you hurt? There's a difference. If you're injured, you can't go. If you're hurt, suck it up. And I think Judge might be hurt, but I don't think he's injured. I think Judge is going to play tonight if he can, because he is the face of baseball. He is the captain of the New York Yankees. He is everything to this fan base, and we can't have any scares right now. Something I was saying yesterday, and I say at night a lot, is pray for health. The Yankees have been derailed every postseason by health, by somebody missing or someone coming back and not being right because they were hurt. Right now, we have a lot of guys coming back. Right now, there are arms coming back. Anthony Rizzo might come back. Jason Dominguez. Brian Hoke told you yesterday on The Fan with me that Jason Dominguez will be here in September. And it might not be long for Verdugo. That's why Verdugo, talking about getting hurt, he's running into the wall, banging up his knee. He's fighting to stay in the game, have a three-hit game, because he understands, hey, if I go down, they've got a replacement waiting in the wings. 888-808-1019. We'll talk about Judge with the callers right now. But I did introduce some conversation around the New York Jets and the New York Giants. The conversation around the Jets is Hassan Reddick and him not reporting to camp. I saw Rich Cimini put out that this is day 35 of Hassan Reddick holdout, which ties Darryl Revis's holdout in 2010. He has accumulated $1.75 million in mandatory training camp fines. I mean, that's a lot of money to not practice. I go to practice. $1.75 million. I'm showing up. And his agent is the same agent who just got the CeeDee Lamb deal done, as CeeDee Lamb was holding out all of camp. So maybe there's a thought that, okay, he got CeeDee Lamb done. They're going to figure out something here with Hassan Reddick, but I don't think the Jets are going to blink. Rob Saleh's been pretty consistent on focusing on the guys that are there. But when I saw the CeeDee Lamb contract yesterday, and unfortunately as a child I decided to root for Jerry Jones and the Star, my reaction was finally, CeeDee Lamb just signed a massive four-year contract worth $136 million. He gets $100 million guaranteed, a record $38 million signing bonus, And Tory Dandy of CAA got that done, making CeeDee Lamb the second highest non-paid quarterback in NFL history next to Joey Bosa. 888-808-1019. What's Garrett Wilson going to make? And what are they going to do with the lineup? I'll say this about the Yankees, too. I mean, it's going to be some hours before the lineup comes out. We know the Yankees are super cautious. We know that the Yankees will go the cautious route first. But I think Aaron Judge is the type to talk him into letting him play tonight, as he is chasing, he won't say it, he is chasing his own record, and he is out there to prove that he's the MVP every night. If he's injured, he can't go, but I just think he's hurt, and he's most likely going to go. Jay is in Oyster Bay on the Fan. What's up, Jay?
KM, it's good to hear you during the daytime, man. So, listen, I think that I saw a little bit of what that other caller is saying, but again, I'm not saying he's hurt or whatever, but in the same inning that Verdugo makes the catch, he gets injured, then whatever, he gets banged up. Then I think Soto makes the second out, and I think Judge makes the third out. I might be reversing the two, but he cuts up the wall when he gets all the way back there. If you look, I guess it was maybe the sixth inning, seventh inning when that happened. That's at least where you can see on his face that something happened. But outside of that, man, this team is absolutely gelling and coming together. The family aspect of this and celebrating each other. I mean, I'm fired up. I'm not making anything more out of whatever that caller saw. And sometimes maybe he just doesn't want to celebrate in front of the fans too much. But I just wanted to sort of throw that out there because yeah. I definitely know what he's talking about.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Yeah, it was the fourth inning when Judge made that play, and he kind of just banged off the wall. And another thing about Judge, he's not a regular human being. I jokingly say he's a X-Men. I had someone on Twitter say he's the Juggernaut. You guys remember Juggernaut from the X-Men. I jokingly say he's not of this earth. He's an alien, or he's not human. He's a cyborg robot. But he is a massive dude, like he, you know, what hurts us as regular guys doesn't hurt Aaron Judge. I just think it's a 9-inning game. It's a long game. He's tired. He went out there. He played center field, running around. And, you know, there's going to be little bumps and bruises, little contusions. But I ultimately think Judge is going to play. I don't think he's hurt. I expect him in the lineup tonight. 888-808-1019. Same thing with Volpe. Same thing with Verdugo. That was more of the injury scare last night. Seeing Verdugo run into the wall, and like I said, I can't help it. Obviously, I'm not rooting for him to be hurt, but you immediately, when a guy gets hurt, you think, what is the next move? I'm like, if Verdugo can't go, and the way that Susan and Ricky were talking about it, I'm like, maybe they don't let him go. No, you have to fight the trainers. You have to fight to stay in the game. But my first thought was, oh, Dominguez will be up here tomorrow. They're in Maryland. Like, Dominguez might be on his way tonight if Verdugo can't go, and then that expedites things. I mean, we only have a few more days here, 5 days, 5 days until September, until it's September 1st. I was reading a stat about Judge being the fastest player to 50 before September, which is just funny, you know, when you think about him going for 62 and the fact that he's at 51. Boone joked that he had his 52nd homer last night, robbing a homer, putting that one in his pocket. But, like, I also don't think Judge is going to sit down because he might want to be the fastest to 52 home runs, 53 home runs, 54 home runs. Who knows? They keep pitching to him. They keep pitching to him. Anything can happen. Shout out to the Twitch gang again. We'll go to you a little bit early here as we approach 11:40. There's just so many people in the chat, which is awesome. Like I said, I am one of the BT and Sal fans in the chat. Even when it was Tiki and Tierney, I was in the chat. Twitch is a platform that I think skews younger. It's a platform that originally people were going on to stream themselves playing video games, but now it has evolved into streamers being famous. Like, we talk about Fanatics Fest, and I appreciate the people, especially my guy Dre and some other people on Twitter that, you know, they said, you're being humble. You are one of those type of people. No, I'm not. Like, I'm blessed to be on WFAN 3 years. I just celebrated 3 years since my audition on Sunday. But I'm not of the level of David Ortiz, Jay-Z, Tom Brady, Derek Jeter. Like, those are the people that people are running after. People showed me love, but something I noticed, these streamers out there that stream on Twitch, like Aiden Ross, who's he? Kai Cenat, who's he? Sketch, Los Pollos TV. These guys sit in a room for 5 hours a day plus, and they just talk to the camera, and they do pranks and play music and do entertaining things on Twitch, and they are multimillionaires because they have subscribers to their channel. And I don't know how much it is to subscribe. I think it's like $5.99, but you do the math. It's $5.99 a month, and you have a million subscribers. Like, these kids are getting money just talking on Twitch. So I'm talking on Twitch. I see you guys in the Twitch chat. Everybody's saying, what's up, Keith? Now they're all talking about Kai Cenat. We're going to go to a break, but here's the chance for the Twitch people to throw in their questions, their thoughts, and their takes. And when we come back, I'll answer, and I'll bring them to the audience on air. Keith McPherson on the Fan, filling in for BT and Sal. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.